Come on. Good morning, Mr. Chairman. This is my fucking ice beanie. Now you might say, my God, where did such a sexy man like you get such an awesome beanie from? Well, when you have enough bike crashes, well, I'm talking real fast, you know. Oh, fuck. Type bike crashes. Well, I really can't handle getting cold drafts on my neck. So what I did is I sewed a shield, a windshield on the back of the beanie. Oh, here we go. And so people go, oh, you're so fucking fashionable. Ooh, ah. And I go, yeah, I fucking am. And, yeah. So, that's what I'm doing, wearing it. So, I just put the head down. For a fucking rather brilliant down to rather than fucking needed sleep. And just stopped on the nice soft ground. It wasn't sort of wet, but it was, you know, dry enough on the surface to be kind of damp enough. Damp enough to be sort of spongy under the ground a bit. And yeah, so I didn't have to do any sort of elaborate sort of moisture protection sort of that I normally would. And yeah, that sort of, God, I felt the ancestors very strongly there, the presence of them was good, you know. I connected with Mother Earth and the ancestors. now I'm sort of sitting on about 50-60 k's an hour, about 60 k's an hour. And I had an interesting discussion with a number of people today. And these things are meant to happen. There's been water over the roads today. Of course, there's been some slow sort of slow but general sort of soaking of the earth. Water table I love manual gearboxes. I'll tell you what, one of those many years ago built one of those 45 cubic inch Harleys from the ground up. That was a really good bike, but they came in two types of being a side valve. The natural compression ratio was 5 to 1. And there's a thing that the hotter, not to a point, you know, but the hotter and higher the compression you can burn the fuel, the more energetic the combustion and the greater thrust developed on the piston and the more power going to the road, you know. And the less fuel you use, you know. And the thing with low compression engines is that they used at 5 to 1 compression. They used enormous amounts of fuel. It meant basically had a fucking almost indestructible engine. But, you know, very good. A lot of good stuff about it. But Yeah. And they came with two types of heads, the cast iron heads, or the iron heads, which were the 5-to-1 compression, and they had the aluminium heads, which were the high compression heads, at 5.5-to-1 compression. And the primary gear off the motor, the stock motor was 31 tooth, and I had the 33 tooth, so it was higher geared from the motor. I think the clutch had a 123 or 125 gear on it, and that was just, that's just the way everything came. And I think the gearbox came with a 23 or a 25 sprocket, and I think I had the 25 gear tooth sprocket, and the original bike had a, this is going back a long way, you know, the original bike had a, I think a 32 tooth back gear, and I had a 28 tooth back gear on it, you know. And I'd gotten a Honda hub laced into a 16 inch rim, and so overall, what little, you know, it was only, fuck, I think the stock, and I had a, instead of the standard Linkert type carburetor, I had an SU carburetor, and I made the manifold and all that sort of shit for it, you know, and an SU carburetor off an 860cc Mini. And now the bike's top speed, the top highway speed was about 50, it was about 80 k's. That's the bog stock motor, you know. And so, what I did, so what this meant by all those those changes in the gearing, the generally upward geared, was this bike was capable of maybe about 105 or 100, that was about from 50 mile an hour to about 65 miles an hour. And so what that meant was that it meant the acceleration was a little bit slower, and you don't have a lot of power with those motors, but you've got enormous amounts of torque, you know, low speed, like more like winding up a fucking clothesline, you know, with a long handle on it, you know. And you know, at almost sort of zero RPM you could sort of fucking wind the bike up, you know. And because the rear cylinder was running behind the front cylinder, it didn't get as much air, and so when running at sort of speed, because it was actually getting more air around the motor, it was getting greater cooling, you know, per unit of power sort of thing. But every couple of minutes you had to sort of back off on highway, running sort of, you know, at higher speed. Say about 95 k's an hour, you know. You still had to back off the throttle just a bit every couple of minutes, just to draw more oil up into the rear cylinder to help cool it, you know. And I had the officially, because I said so, I had the fucking loudest Harley in Australia. And it was the fastest sort of road going WLA. It wasn't in the army configuration type stuff, you know. So I guess it was in a WL and or sort of a, it was a double, you know, WL was the type and make and model, you know, sort of thing. But it was the WLA, it was all sort of army surplus stuff, you know, from World War II. And because I'd made it so much better, the guys in the vintage club, I said to them, I said, well, fuck, you know, how do you get better fuel efficiency out of them, you know? And they go, oh fuck, why is that? I says, well, you know, it chews up a fair bit of fuel. And they go, really? And I said, yeah. I said, well, they said, what are you getting, how many k's a litre? I said, oh, a bit over 11 k's a litre. And they all went, oh wow, really? Fuck, that's amazing. And I said, why? And they said, well, we're only getting about 9 k's a litre out of ours, you know? And that was a really good fucking bike. It was fantastic, you know. But, you know, when you do the sums, you know, and I'm really just fucking pissed off at the dumb cunts at Harley-Davidson for having produced these, you know, fuel-guzzling buckets of shit, you know, for decades, when it's not much harder, you know, it's not much more effort to turn a side valve motor, you know, into an overhead valve, just longer push rods, you know, rockers, and an overhead valve type heads on them, you know. And you know, because a modern say four valve head, they were producing four valve head braces in the late teens and early 20s, you know. Yeah, you know, good four valve head racing bikes. They fucking went like the clappers, you know, so you know, yeah, the fucking, you know, it's just sort of, you know, it's not a big, so a 750cc bike should be getting, the bog stock bike, instead of getting 9 k's a litre, they could have easily made that get, say, about, yeah, 16, 17, 18 k's a litre, you know. They should have been able, you know, that, and because this is the thing, that's the only reason why I got rid of that bike, was, it just used so much fucking fuel. And this is the inherent problem of the side valve engine, you know, the low compression you know, if it had gone from, say, 5-to-1 compression, this is a stock motor, if it had gone from 5-to-1 compression to, say, 8.5, 9-to-1 compression, you know, they could have easily doubled the fucking fuel range. And this is the thing, if you're getting on a box, even with my modifications up to 11 k's a litre, if you do, say, 200 k's, we'll just say it's 10 just to make it fucking easy to calculate, you know. I'm a little bit tired. But so, to do 200 k's at 10 k's a litre, we're going to need 20 litres of fuel, you know? And, you know, that's a lot of fuel. But if you're using, say, a high compression engine that's getting, say, 20 k's a litre, just make it, or, yeah, say you're getting, say, 20 k's a litre instead of 10, well, instead of using 20 litres, you're using 10 litres to do 200 k's, right? So, okay, with the price of fuel, depending on where you are, what you are, we'll just say it's $2 a litre, well, one trip on the low compression engine is going to cost you $40 in fuel, and the other trip on the high compression engine is going to cost you $20 of fuel. So you do that, say, 5 days a week, well, 5 times 40 is $200 on the low compression engine, and 5 times 20 is $100. Right, but you say there's we'll just say there's 40 working weeks in a year, you know. Well, 40 times $200 in fuel per week, that's $800 in fuel a year, yeah, and the other. No, sorry, 40 times $200 a week just, I'm a bit vague, I'm tired, not real tired, but sort of scrambled type tired, you know, four twos are eight with three zeros, well, that's $8,000 a year in fuel to commute, you know, whereas on the high compression engine, that's 40 times $100 is $4,000. So when you start to look at it like that, well, every year, 1 year, the high compression engine, it's going to be $4,000 to travel 1,000 k's a week for 40 weeks, you know. And the low compression engine is going to cost you $8,000. Well, you multiply that by commuting daily, sort of, for 40 weeks a year for 5 years. Well, the low compression engine is $40,000 for 5 years in fuel, and the high compression engine is $20,000 in fuel, you know, 40 weeks a year, or 200 k's a day, times 40 weeks a year times 5 years. Well, you know, the other fucking, the high compression engine is $20,000, you know? So the difference between $20,000 and $40,000, well, that's another $20,000 in 5 years. That's, for, you know, you go for $20,000 in 5 years for fuel to $40,000 for 5 years in fuel. Well, $20,000, that's, you know, another couple of fucking motorbikes, you know? That's a lot of money, you know? And, you know, when you start to look at it like that, although the sort of romantic sort of notions of, you know, the old 45 cubic inch Harley side valve fucking thing, I think people got rid of them because they were just expensive to run, you know, the low compression engines, and Harley Davidson's idiotic philosophy of making gas guzzling fucking low compression engines, you know, and I think you retarded pack of cunts, you know. And you know, I've sort of never forgiven them for being such sort of brainless cunts when it comes to engine design, engine efficiency, the cost of running, and the total cost of ownership, you know. They were great bikes, really, a lot of really fucking first-rate stuff throughout the whole engine, you know. Absolutely fantastic, really, really good, you know. But because they wouldn't put fucking, you know, high compression heads on them, you know, and they weren't sort of squeezing out at least 18 k's a litre, you know, they produced shit engines that would run on absolutely fuck low octane rating fuel, you know, the cheapest fucking barely combusting fucking fuel you could get, and they'd still run on it, you know. And yeah, I just thought, you know, and really good, you know, high octane fuel, but what's the fucking point, you know? There's not enough, you know, there's not enough compression to cause detonation, you know, premature ignition and hot spots and shit, you know. But, you know, but that's where you've got to be grateful, because I was taught a lot by reading these manuals. I had the owner's manual, and I had the workshop manual, and I had the fucking parts manual for it, you know. And so I read things, you know, and so they, the US Army and those fucking people at Harley Davidson did do some really excellent stuff, but, you know, the total cost of ownership based on fuel consumption, they weren't commuter motorcycles, you know. You know, this fucking stupid low IQ American fucking ideology of making, you know, 9 k's a litre for a fucking motorcycle, you know, when they could have easily made them really good and get 18 k's a litre, you know. So, yeah, never forgave them for that. But what I wanted to do was convert the motor from a side valve engine into a overhead valve engine, but that was at the time. It's not beyond me. I can do shit like that very fucking easily, you know. And most of your really good fucking stuff is just pull your finger out of your ass and do it, you know. And you know, this is why I have fucking, you know, no tolerance towards fucking stupid people that go ree, you know. Oh, these fucking junky halfwits in Narcotics Anonymous going, oh, you can't say that, you can't say that. The magic words will make people use drugs. Oh, you've upset me. I've got to carry on like a cunt, you know. I point out that, you know, this is what you got to do to stay drug free, and this is what happens to all the people who fuck ass around and, you know, don't put pencil to paper and don't sort out their issues and don't, you know, don't hang out with competent fucking people instead of, you know, fucking halfwits that just gossip. And, you know, some professional help can be really fucking good. There's also a lot of people who are professionals who are, you know, their best fucking insights are what you just don't do, you know. What an odd thing. And, yeah, here we come to a Kangaroosta area. Like, these stupid cunts can't keep their crazy in check. Oh, you can't say that, you can't say that. And I just looked at this fucking retarded cunt opening a big fucking mouth. And I just looked at her and said, why don't you just fuck off, you know. He's upset the meeting, they're all screaming at me. And they're all screaming at me, and when I tell them to fuck off, then they go, oh, he's disrupting the meeting. Quick, beat him, it's the Antichrist. You know, I wouldn't do it, but, you know, the idea of just clubbing them to fucking death has a lot of appeal, you know. Just the thought, you know. But, you know, as one of my old sponsors said, he said, you watch all these people, Shane. You know, if you do what it takes to stay drug-free long enough, you'll live to see all these people bring themselves undone, you know. And for the most part, he's generally been fucking right. You know? He's generally been spot on. Yep, so I'm sitting on 50 k's an hour. Why are you sitting on 50 k's an hour? Because there's lots of fucking kangaroos around here. And, And just lost in thought there for a second. Yeah, but that's the sort of, you know, I'm kind of nutting out all this clever shit, you know. And I can just look at something and go, yeah, fucking got the design, I can see all the parts, I can see all the fucking mechanisms, I can see how to do everything, and, you know, so yeah. Sit up my fucking arse, you cunt. And, yeah. So, you know, I think the MGTOW stuff is really good because, you know, after seeing all that fucking Antifa and Black Lives Matter fucking crap and all these cunts in gangs of 100 ganging up on fucking people and beating them to death and shit, you know, and burning stores down, I have absolutely no problems with taking these fucks on, you know, and they're fucking commie bloody Democrats and all these other cunts, you know, I have no problems, you know, wiping these assholes out, you know. Absolutely none at fucking all. Yeah, and I don't talk about spirituality much. You know, because I don't, you know, I think organized religions, there's some components to them that are actually quite good, but they're sort of, fabricated events, you know. The Jew cult is a fucking nasty piece of shit. That is a fucking nasty, fucking evil thing, and it should be eradicated. You know, the Islamic type programs, you know, there's some good things about that, but it's such a fucking insidious brainwashing that this way is the only way and you must obey, and anything from, you know, any deviation. Fucking And you know, the Christianity type stuff is the most it's all bullshit, you know. That's just a spin-off, controlled by mindfuck, you know. And partly it's sort of just denying the fundamental nature of people, you know. Humans aren't like little robots, you know, that are sort of controlled and all this sort of, we're animals, we fuck, you know, we're not, there's not much difference between, you know, between people and blowflies, you know. Sort of opportunistic fucking when and where it arises, and that's all about breeding and gender. It's what's the word? Yeah, genetics. But you know, I have pretty serious sort of spiritual trips. I'm a, you know, I don't view that I am some grovelling little bloody bit of sentience, you know, at the great spook in the sky, you know. I have the idea that, you know, from knowledge, that we're a part of the whole. You know, if you connect with yourself and you connect with the whole, you know, you're a part of this life on earth. You know, you're a part of it, not apart from it. And you know, clairvoyance, you know, I get fucking all the time through movies I've never seen. I know what they're going to say next. I get that all the fucking time. I get those things where, you know, if someone, I haven't seen them in fucking ages, and I start thinking of them, I'll run into them within 3 days, and it happens all the time, you know. I get that intuitive sort of sense that do this or do that, you know. Don't turn left here, keep driving straight past, because that road has a traffic fucking, you know, a couple of k's down the road, you know, you'll get, you know, stuck down there with all the traffic behind you because the road's blocked up because the bridge has gone out or some shit, you know. You know, and I go, oh, no, I'll just turn down there, you know. And, lo and behold, a few k's down the road, you know, I get sort of stuck behind fucking, and then there's all this traffic, and then there's all this traffic banked up behind me, and I can't get fucking out, you know. You know. I get that stuff all the time. And with people who have died, you know, I've had visitations, you know, I've had awarenesses, I've heard their voices and stuff when people die, you know. You know, when my father died, and that was a particularly sort of evil visitation, you know. And, you know, there's all sort of wizardry and witchcraft and magic and shit, you know what I mean? I don't go in for any of that, but I go in for the shamanism. You know, the spirits of the dead people, you know, visiting me and stuff like that. You know, I have things happen that's totally sort of full on, you know. They call it necromancy, necromancer. You know, when Terence Pop was talking about all the dead people at Abu Ghraib and the mass graves and all this sort of stuff, on one hand, I don't think you've got to kind of. I don't think you kind of got a right to sort of interfere with the dead, but I also think that, you know, I would have spent time talking to them, you know. You know, give them sort of, I don't think the Catholic phrase, I'm not sure if this is even the right word, but to give the dead an absolution and to give them permission to move on, you know, to leave, rather than people who are sort of suddenly shocked out of this life and into the next one, you know. And they don't kind of, they're so traumatised by the transition that they can't leave, you know. So that's where working the magic like that is a good and necessary thing, you know. One of my good friends, he lives, to get back into this, because I see these cars, I'm sitting on 50, 60 k's an hour, you know, like, it's 100 k, these speed limits are like 100 k's an hour in these roads, you know, but I'm sitting on 50, 60 k's an hour, you know, because I think I want to get through to the end of this life without fucking, you know, being deaded by a fucking kangaroo. And yeah, and he lives in an area where there's fucking kangaroos everywhere, you know, and he drives at 100 k's an hour, has absolutely no problem at all. And I'm like a cat, you know, with all, you know, all claws from back foot, front foot, all this other sort of shit, and I'm clinging to the ceiling, you know. And while he's driving at 100 k's an hour in a fucking place that no fucking way in the world would I travel at 100 k's an hour, you know. And that's the thing about these rear view vision, you know, or rear vision. These rear view mirrors, it's because I'm travelling so sort of slowly, I can see these cars coming up behind me for fucking miles, you know, and I don't wish them ill. But, you know, it's sort of like one of those situations, well, I told you so, you know. I'm sitting on, you know, 60 Ks an hour for a fucking good reason. Hello, ducks. And, the fucking idiot blinker. And, I'm sitting on 60 Ks an hour for a fucking good reason. And they're just coming up behind me, go past, you know, go past, you know. And, yeah. So, the issue of the dead, the undead. I had another visitation from a fucking evil spirit, you know, a spirit who used to possess a man, you know. I think he might have died, because that's what happens when I get these visits. And it just occurred to me that, you know, his wife's a witch. You know, she's been controlling him. You know, he's been like under her spell. And he's just left. And, yeah. Sitting down there with their fucking radar. So what a coincidence. And so, you know, they fucking go away and stay away. Ancient spark plugs work really well.